The Commissae Spring Plenary Assembly opened in Brussels on Wednesday and runs to Friday 23rd of March. The 23 Commissae member bishops gathered for the three-day session are concentrating on the theme The European Year 2012, devoted to active ageing and intergenerational solidarity. The bishop's delegate will also be electing a new president and four vice presidents during this plenary session. Chris Altieri spoke with the director of the Commissae Media Office, Johanna Tuzel.
This is the European Year of Active Aging. It's a topic chosen by the European institutions, and the Commissae bishops wanted to reflect on this topic since it is touching the question of aging societies, of solidarity towards the eldest among our societies, but also the question of solidarity among generation and the demographic change which is hitting Europe severely. So we will, the bishops will listen to experts from the institutions, several professors from member states, and then propose their reflection on this topic. And additionally, this is a very important plenary assembly because the bishops will renew the permanent committee of Commissae. That means the president will be elected and four new vice presidents. So it will be a crucial plenary assembly in these days, and the names will be known on Friday afternoon.
Can you talk a little bit about the roles of the officers that are being elected within the Commissae structure?
So the president and the vice presidents are giving the guidelines to the Commissae in its everyday work. They are meeting five times a year, besides the plenary assemblies, which take place twice a year at Commissae in Brussels. And so there will be a new leadership at the head of this institution, Commissae, which has just celebrated its 30th anniversary. And it will be probably an important renewal in the work of Commissae, because Commissae has a very important mission within the Catholic Church, which is to accompany the European integration. And we know that this European integration process is now in a deep crisis, in an economic crisis, and an efficient institutional answer and political answer from Brussels, from the European institution, is crucial to face this deep economic crisis. So all Europeans and Christians in particular expect the European Union to find the right answers. And the role of Commissae is to accompany the reflection, make some suggestions based on the social teaching of the Catholic Church. And this takes place within a dialogue that Commissae is leading with the European institutions according to Article 17 of the Lisbon Treaty, which establishes a permanent, transparent, and regular dialogue with the European institutions. So it's a very important political tool that we have at the top of the European institution, a dialogue between churches and a political institution. And to fulfill its mission, Commissae needs a lot of expertise from its secretariat, from outside, and also a good leadership by the new bishops, which will be elected at the head of this institution.